Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm waiting for tomorrow, John Prine Day. I'm going to see John Prine tomorrow. I bought these tickets 6 months ago. Do you believe that? You get the tickets, you almost forget the date of the concert. 6 months ago, and I thought, wow, I got to wait a whole 6 months to see John Prine. And I won't have to wait more than one more day because tomorrow he will be on stage at Shays. Looking forward to that.
Yes, and also tomorrow night, Debbie Gibson, New Kids on the Block, Salt and Pepper, Naughty by Nature, and Tiffany at the arena.
Are you a male?
I am.
All right, you can go see them. I'm going to see John Prine.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's...
And I'll enjoy John Prine, and I'm sure you'll have a great time with Debbie Gibson.
There's two really good shows tomorrow, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there is. And there's one tonight, and that was Kiss the Summer Hello, and Kiss Your Raincoat Goodbye, I guess. So that is tonight, and the Kerfuffle is around the corner
tomorrow,
too, isn't it? So, okay, so we've got two Entercom mega concerts back-to-back.
That's right.
So the first one, I think, might kind of take a hit.
Tonight, you'd like to be with Elvis, the Colonel. You'd like to have the raincoat and umbrella rights at the concert.
That would be perfect. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Forestville, what about Mr. Wingo? Should he be allowed to see his son graduate?
Well, good morning. Great job, as usual.
And thank you.
Congratulations about Roswell. My mom went to Roswell, and she had something that they never could get a cure, and she passed away. But her best years were from the experience we received from their help and everything.
So. Well, they're very good people, and they've helped a lot of people. What about Wingo here? Do you think he's getting a raw deal, or you think he deserved that?
I think they're a bunch of hypocrites, because on a daily basis, how many of those fathers of people are graduating are walking around with illegal guns every day?
That's a good point. At graduation, I wonder how many fathers are carrying there.
Yeah, and I bet you there's some students that are graduating that probably had an illegal gun on their person that came into school. You know how it is. People don't know about it, but some people do.
Yeah.
But they're hypocrites. So, you know, personally, I've had a pistol permit for several decades. And just like you, you know, sometimes when you carry it around, you kind of forget about it, but you know it's there. And what he did, he should have turned around, went out, not said anything about it. No harm, no foul. But he did what he thought was right, and he owned up to it. And, you know, that's what judges do. They make those decisions. That's what they get paid for.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of doing it intentionally. If there was any intention, they'd throw the book at him. But there was not, and as you said, he did what he thought was the right thing to do, and locked up, secured the gun in a safe, secured the ammo and the magazine itself with another member of the personnel. I mean, what more can you do short of taking the gun apart?
Exactly, and you know, but how I started out the conversation, these people know how many people are getting shot by illegal handguns, and I'm sure there's some way connected to somebody that's graduating from high school, and no one wants to address that. And how many people you know have been arrested for a weapons charge, and it goes away, and you never hear about it, or it's reduced to a, you know, parking on pavement, you know?
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Call again. That was a good call. A couple of texts here. Okay. I think they went too far. The guy made a mistake. He realized it and immediately had the gun locked up. People are acting like he went in waving his gun around. He apologized and didn't hurt anyone. So let him see his son graduate. Well, they're not going to. I mean, last night they did not vote to give him an exemption so that he could go and see his son graduate. I think that's... You know what, to me, that's not justice at all, and it's even, I think, cruel, because there are certain benchmarks in your life that you'll remember your whole life. and one is the day or night you graduate from high school, especially in the minority community. Not that they should get any more or any less, but I'm just saying that's the reality there. So here you got a father who wants to see his son graduate. Did he make a mistake? Yeah. Did the DA think it was purposeful? No, of course not. So the DA decided not to prosecute. A law was broken, but there aren't prosecutions for every law that's broken. Oftentimes, judges have to take into account what led up to it and things like that. He showed good faith in doing what he did. I think that one of our texters said he should have just kept it on him all night and not told anybody. That would be a mistake, and I'll tell you why that would be a mistake. If somebody there saw it, the gun, maybe he was stretching to get into a chair or reaching for something on a table, or anybody saw the outline of a gun on underneath his shirt or his pants or anything like that, there'd be a real problem, simply because they'd probably panic. Police would be involved. She'd point. I can see a woman pointing. He's carrying a gun, you know, because guns are so out of reality in a school setting, I can't tell you. So he shouldn't have done that. But he did what he did, and I think he did the right thing. The only thing better would have been to turn around and immediately leave. And that's the way I feel about it. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. A couple of texts up here that I wanted to get. You're not punishing, this one says, you're not punishing the father, you're punishing the son. He'll always remember that his father was unable to be at his graduation. It's terrible. And that is terrible. Think about it. If you're the son, and say years from now it comes into conversation, your father wasn't at your graduation. Why? Because he was carrying a gun in the school. That doesn't sound good. It doesn't. The optics on this are awful. And I think, to be honest with you, you don't use this term very often. I think the ruling was not only uncalled for by the school board, I just thought it was mean. And I know mean isn't a legal term. Yeah, you can't claim mean, but I think it is. Let's see. Wingo should pay the price. I have a permit. The only problem, it's target and hunt only. No run-ins with the law, no emotional issues, clean record, upstanding in the community. No reason for not being allowed. Let Wingo pay the price. I say again, the family can video the graduation. Oh, that's not the same. I guess you could do some live video if you wanted to, but it's just not the same as being there. Let's go to Jay on a cell phone. Jay, you're on WBEN.
Hey there, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Jay. Are you on a speakerphone? If you are, try and get off of it. It'll sound a little bit better on the radio.
All righty, daddy.
Okay, good.
This is the most meanest thing that I could understand. Now, all he had to do was go back to his car, put his weapon away, then come back into school and say, hey, I'm cool now. But to not let his baby graduate, I was the most proudest grandfather in the world when my granddaughter walked across that stage and got her diploma.
Oh, yeah. It's a magical moment for the kid and for the parent or the grandparent. This is a special time, and I just thought it was a mean ruling.
That's mean. I'm with you all day.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling, too.
Hey, have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye. See, my official word of mean. Nobody's going to write that in a column. The ruling was considered mean by other, but it is.
Mean or cruel.
You know, yeah. We have a law against cruel and unusual punishment. I don't think it gets to that level. But it is cruel, I think, and for a reason. It's the same reason we don't put people in stocks anymore. Used to, you know, hey, a bad person, put them in the stocks in the town square, and everybody in the town square would see them, and they would be humiliated. Well, we don't do that anymore. That isn't the way we do it, and I think the school board erred. Not that the school board hasn't erred in the past.
No.
No. You want to keep somebody out of the public schools for the public good because they're carrying a weapon. That's one thing. Maybe they should keep Phil Rumor out of them.
Now you're talking.
That's not just an idle suggestion. I think that would be good. Let's go to Bob in Buffalo. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. In today's morning newscast, the president of the school board mentioned two things that I want to take exception to. She said that guns kill people. Of course, guns don't do anything. People using a gun kill people.
That's correct.
It's either illegal or legal, criminal or justified. She then made a conclusory statement that Wingo put the children in harm's way, or words to that effect, or put them in jeopardy. And, of course, that fact-based evidence, that conclusion is not supported by any fact-based evidence. In fact, there's no evidence at all, there's no facts at all that support that conclusion. There's no indication that there were any children present when he handed the gun over to the school authority. No child was harmed. So that's a misrepresentation.
That's true.
I'm a concealed carry individual, and I originally thought that this guy should have been prosecuted. But since he's not going to be prosecuted, I think that the punishment that they're meting out to this individual is draconian, it's harsh, and of course it's mean, it's excessive. They're taking him off that education committee, and that should be enough. Let him go to see his kid graduate, and that should be the...
I'm with you, Judge. Good ruling there. Thank you very much. Absolutely a good ruling. Now, think about it like this. When he discovered that he had his pistol on him, it was secured in a holster, I assume, that once he saw that, think about it like this. He took the shortest route to secure the weapon and the ammunition and the magazine. He didn't turn around and go out, although that would have been preferable, but it would have taken longer, and he would have been on school grounds longer. Instead, he immediately secured the gun in the school safe, the ammo taken out of the magazine, and the magazine. I mean, they did everything, but, you know, put a ho-ho in the barrel, and it was all secured. Nobody could get it. You would have had to go into three different locations in order to even put it together to make it a weapon again. So the bottom line is, what more can you ask? Are you saying that nobody is allowed to make a mistake ever? Well, in that case, it's going to be very difficult to have justice for people, because I don't think that... Ulysses Wingo got justice on this one. Let's go to Joe in Angola. Joe, you're on WBEN. Hello, Joe.
Sorry, sir. I was taking you off speaker.
That's all right. Good, good. Yep, speaker does not sound good on the radio.
With you, it's very harsh.
Yes, go ahead now.
It's just like when you go deer hunting.
Yeah.
If you shoot at, there was an incident back, I believe, in like South Aden or whatever, a guy shot at a deer and hit a school bus.
There was another one where a guy in the southern tier somewhere shot at something that he did not know that there was a woman a distance away, and the bullet went right through the target and hit the woman.
Yeah, that one I'm kind of gray on. But
yeah.
Your weapon, you have to know every ounce or every minute that where it is.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
And is it harsh? Yes. But, you know, when we do a little experiment, why don't you go into a school with a gun and see what happens?
Yeah, I'm surprised that there was not any kind of security that stopped him when having a gun. What does it tell me? It tells me that others could do the same thing who aren't intending to no harm. So they got to be a little bit more careful on that. Do you think the punishment was fair or not?
Well, my question or your answer to that question was I work for a school system, and I won't name it.
Okay.
But you can go through back doors. You don't have to go through, like, metal detectors and not like that. No one checks you. You know, you just wave your little pass and you walk in.
Yeah, see, that's dangerous if it's that easy. You want the bad guy with a gun not to have access to the school, but this was not a bad guy and should have been recognized as that.
No, you're 100% correct. And was it a mistake? Yes. And is it harsh punishment? Yes. But think about, like, when you were growing up as a kid. You know, your parents did a lot of stuff that was harsh punishment, that which you thought was.
Sure.
It's a learning curve.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. That's why they tell you when you get your permit that we can pull it for any reason, and they're not kidding, and they can.
Oh.
So you have to be very vigilant for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of responsibility to having a gun. There's even more responsibility for carrying one. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. I know that those of you who have never carried a gun probably can't comprehend the fact that you would not know you had your gun with you. It depends on the person. Now, if you carry it every day, we get used to everything. Remember this. We get used to everything. That's why occasionally cops will leave their gun somewhere. Remember the one that left it at the theater at Shays, and it was after a Disney show, if I recall. And they went and retrieved it, and luckily no one else found it, and no harm.
I have a hard time accepting that one. Forgetting your gun, forgetting that you have it with you, because I think, you know, maybe I'm just too responsible, but I liken it to leaving your kid in the car. You always know when you have them.
Here's the deal, though. You have a memory chip in your brain, and see if you agree with this. There's a memory chip in your brain, and if you do the same thing at the same time of the day, you're almost on automatic. You know, I guarantee that today you brushed your teeth, you took a shower, and all the things you do in the morning, and you don't even remember setting them up. You just do them because that's what you do, and it's almost automatic. It's like pushing an automatic button, okay? Teeth first. You put your shoes on. I guarantee you put either your left or your right shoe on first every day. It's the same thing. You've always done it. You never change it around, okay? So when you get used to these things, they're part of you, part of your psyche. You're not aware of every part of it, but you're aware of the whole. And he didn't realize until he had walked through the door that he had that. Now, it's easy. That's easy to do. Because think about it. I don't know why he was at, I'm not trying to make excuses. I don't know why he was at the school. Maybe he was going to talk to somebody. Maybe he had some papers he had to have signed. I have no idea. But the bottom line is, it is possible. It's not happened to me, and I hope it doesn't, but it is possible to happen. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Prine.
He sells used cars,
you know.
Well, he calls me up twice a year just to ask me how to go.
In town tonight.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Not bad. I can't complain.
Can't complain. It's John Prine. Never complain with him.
But actually, everything is just about the same.
One of the best artists we've ever had and a great songwriter. Sells used cars, you know.
Were land and gold.
Yeah.
But she did what she did. Said I was a kid. She was politely told.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Not bad.
It's understood.
I can't complain
either. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting me John Prine.
You know who he sounds like to me? What? Dylan. Yeah.
Well, he does sound like Dylan. He's a great songwriter. So his songs have been recorded by virtually everybody, and he does sound very Dylan-ish. But I've seen him once. I saw him in San Francisco in 1980, and I went backstage and met him and talked to him. It was fabulous. And he's in town. He's at Shays tomorrow, and I will be at Shays tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, really, really good. Who else writes a lyric like that, like this? One of his earlier songs. Woke up this morning, went down to the kitchen and died. Some of his songs, and he's got some very serious songs like Sam Stone about drug addiction from veterans coming back from the war, or Hello in There, which is a very moving song about how as people get older, they become more distant from their relatives and their friends, and no one comes to see them, and they're off on their own, basically, with no one to share their life with. I mean, it's a pretty heavy song. It's one of my favorites in John Prine. And then he's got he did a whole bunch of country songs that were solid platinum country songs, and he redid them with various other guests, very well-known names. Very good. He's a consummate artist who's had some health problems lately, but he's still there and still performing, and I'll check him out tonight. Now, we're asking, should Councilman Wingo be allowed to attend his son's graduation? I say yes. All right. A couple of texts, and then we'll go to the phones. And here are the texts. No excuses. He should know where the gun is at all times. If he doesn't, then he is not responsible enough to have one. I'm sure he knows where his cell phone is at all times. Here's another. My question is, if the weapon was concealed, how was it spotted? Well, first of all, he discovered that he was carrying. It wasn't spotted by anybody else, all right? But occasionally, it depends what you're carrying for a weapon and what you're carrying for a holster, all right? And it depends, too, on the gun size. You can go anywhere from a very small pocket-type gun to a 50 caliber monster that you can put you can mount it on a Jeep. The bottom line is it depends on what your clothes look like, what your body is like, because sometimes you just move a certain way and part of the outline of a gun might show. And as I said, it really depends on having the correct gun in the correct holster fitted for your body the proper way. And even then, there are times when you can, if you have a sharp eye, you can spot somebody that's carrying. So it's not like it's impossible, because it's not. Whoever gave the school board authority over our gun rights? I have no problem with anyone carrying at a graduation. Gun-free zones are targets. And, okay, I'll agree with the last part. Gun-free zones are targets. I definitely don't think that anybody should be carrying at a graduation, especially since it's not legal to do it. Okay? End of story. You have to obey the rules. You really do. This is one rule that wasn't obeyed unintentionally. He did not do it purposely. He did not do it conscientiously. He did it by accident. And accidents happen. Oh, should he have gotten a punishment? Yeah. Maybe something else. Maybe take his permit for 30 days or something like that, which would be very, very heavy punishment, but very memorable, as opposed to keeping him from one of the most positive and upgrading of all circumstances, going to your kid's graduation. I mean, that's really, it was unfair to do that. Let's go to John in Pendleton. John, you're on WBEN.
How you doing, Sandy?
I'm fine, John. What do you got today?
I got to say, you know, he could have just never even told them that he had the gun, went about his business, and nobody would have ever known, and he would have been just fine. I mean, if someone did see it, he'd be in the same amount of trouble. So, I mean, that sets the precedent that maybe if you do forget that you have your gun on you, that when you walk into a place you're not supposed to, maybe just not say something because now you know you're not going to be able to, you know what I mean? It's
the only problem with that, in an ideal world that would work, but we're not in an ideal world. If anybody spotted it, and people panic if they don't know about guns, they panic. And if anybody has spotted somebody carrying a gun, and it's possible, you can see somebody who has a permit carrying a gun, then the cops would have been there, and who knows, things could have gotten out of hand. As it is, he took the fastest remedy he had, instantly locked it up in a safe, and separated the magazine from the bullets and gave them to two different locations. He couldn't have done more.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't go in there with any ill intent and complete accident. I mean, that's just outrageous. And for him to miss, I mean, for parents, I can only imagine there's a couple of days that you really want to see your child, and that's graduating high school, getting married, stuff like that. And to take that away for them for a silly accident, I mean, it's not like he didn't try to break the law. He tried to avoid the trouble as much as he could. it's just we live in a society where guns are an absolute no-no, and I don't know why. I mean, if you educate people the proper way and you teach them safe gun handling and as a tool and not a weapon, our society would be completely different. I mean, you look back in the days when you were probably growing up, you had rifle teams in all these high schools.
Oh, yeah. And they did. Yeah. And they, you were perfectly fine with learning how to shoot. And your uncle or your father are usually the ones that taught you. My uncle Bruno taught me to shoot with a .22 single shot. And I was very young then, but I've always respected guns, and I still have them. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'm with you on this, basically. I think it was over-the-top punishment. And what we don't know is the backstory. Because on one side, you got somebody from the city council. On the other side, you got somebody from the school board. Now, I don't know if there's any bodies buried in either one of those, but the bottom line is there might be, and this could be payback. We'll be back with more after this. Mr. Beamer, we have Facebook, and we haven't used any Facebook entries yet. What do you got for us?
Well, Sandy, we will start with a top fan this morning. You know I like using those top fans. We will go with top fan Deb, who says, a case that was honestly a mistake. Should Mr. Wingo be punished? Yes, but this takes it too far. And as you mentioned earlier, Sandy, she ends with, this is punishing his son more than the father.
That's true. And I think it's mean and mean-spirited. And I don't think the school board looks too good with it, even though they certainly have a right to punish. But the bottom line is you gotta be more conscious of the moment than they were, apparently. Another one, please.
Andrea says, no, don't punish the child. Graduation is a once-in-a-lifetime moment that can never come back. It will never be replaced. Keep the violation. Keep the penalty. 18 months is more than fair, but let him attend his son's graduation.
Now, I don't know which school his son went to, but graduation by a minority in Buffalo is a 50% situation, okay, approximately. So you had to be really proud if you were going to get the diploma on that day. And what do you want to do? You want to show off for your friends. Hey, look, I'm wearing a cap and gown. I'm going to be awarded a diploma. And now I'm ready to take on the rest of my life and my family and my friends and maybe his son's girlfriend, who knows who. Everybody wants to be there to congratulate you, and maybe you go someplace and have something to eat. I mean, it's a big deal. Let's put it this way. It really is. And it's an even bigger deal in the minority community because it's rarer that they graduate. And with a 50% rate in the Buffalo school system, it's something special. So you're going to spoil that moment by using your heavy jack boot to come down hard on Mr. Wingo when Mr. Wingo just committed a mistake, and that's what it was. Nobody says it was intentional. Nobody was threatened. Nobody saw him waving the gun. He didn't fire in the air. He didn't do anything like that. He handled it like a professional. And believe me, if you're holier than thou and think there's no way you can ever not know you're carrying a gun, then you've not carried a gun. I've been carrying a gun practically my whole life, since mid-60s, 1965. That's it. And there are times, it's like anything else. Have you driven to work the same route every day? And you get in your car one day and suddenly you're at work and you don't remember driving there? That happens to everybody. Everybody.
That doesn't play. I take my kids to and from school almost every day. I would never forget that they were in there.
Well, then I guess you're the perfect person.
Not perfect, it should be the focus of your attention.
Well, it is the focus, but you have to accept that mistakes happen. Mistakes happen to everybody. And nobody is perfect. That happens all the time. In a calendar year, I bet we have at least a dozen times when people accidentally left their kid in the back. Like they have two kids, they drop the first one off, the second one was still there. That happens all the time.
Yeah, to me that one's unacceptable.
Well, okay, but to you, you're the perfect person. So the perfect person, you have a different set of standards. I just hope you're never on a jury, I can tell you that. Beamer, you got another one.
I do. We'll go with Pat. Pat says, not only Should Mr. Wingo be able to attend the graduation, the punishment was unnecessary. He was already found not guilty. It was an honest mistake. Of course, actions have consequences, but the school board has gone way too far.
Yeah, they really have. And here's another text at 30930. Sandy, what is the beef between Wingo and the school board? That's the unanswered question, because it's not addressed in any of the articles or stories about this, that there has to be something back there. There has to, especially since you've got two very powerful boards. One is the council, the city council, certainly, and the school board. And who knows, maybe somewhere back in time and space, there was a little friction between the two. I'm not familiar. I know some people on one of those boards. I should ask them, basically, because it's just senses that there's more to it than we know. Do you have another, Mr. Joe?
Oh, Hamer? Sandy, I have a lot. Just like yesterday, it's starting to blow up in the 10 o'clock hour on Facebook. We'll go with John. He disagrees with most of the posters. John says, we teach kids that their actions have consequences. Mr. Wingo broke the law. It is a gun-free zone, zero tolerance. He should be banned from the school and kicked off the council.
Well, he kicked off the council. Okay, if you want to go hardline on it, you could certainly go hardline on it. You'd probably win. But the bottom line is the backstory is the kid graduating and a very special moment being just obliterated from their family history. They won't have that memory. As a matter of fact, it'll be the opposite memory, so that the kid will always know that his father wasn't there. And if asked about that, he would have to say because he was carrying a gun in school. I mean, see, that doesn't play. Then you have to explain the whole thing. And there aren't many people that believe that you can forget carrying a gun. Tony doesn't think so, for one. I've carried a lot of different guns, everything from a 45 auto to a 32 as a joke. But the bottom line is it depends on what you're carrying it in, what clothes you're wearing, the position of your body. There's no such thing as being totally concealed. Think about it. Just for fun, next time you're at a mall or something, just kind of look at people and see from the way they carry their clothes. If they were carrying something, it's usually right around the middle somewhere, or up in the upper left-hand section of their body. See if you can see anything that looks like it might be. It's kind of like fun passing the time. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.